Welcome back to Dude, Could You Imagine? The show that asks what if and explores the hypothetical and absurd. I'm your host, Fritz Frivolous. Now let's meet our contestants and explain the rules for our audience. The rules are simple. Our two contestants, Will and Tom, will place these neural transmitters on their heads, and then they will be placed into a deep coma-like state. From this point, I will ask them a question or give them a scenario to which they must answer, all while the neural transmitters give us a glimpse into what they are imagining. So, Will and Tom, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be.
Indeed.
Well, you heard him, folks. Let's get ready to play Dude, Could You Imagine? And the question is, what if you woke up to find 99.99% of the population gone? Okay there, William.
Okay there, Tom.
We have the question.
We do.
We have the question that Fritz has given us, and that is, what if you woke up to find 99.99% of the population gone?
So let's see. That's 1/10,000th. That's one out of it. Is that one out of every? Yeah, it's one out of every 10,000 people is still here,
I think. With 7, roughly 7 billion on Earth, mm-hmm. What is that, 70 million? Or 700 million? No, wait a minute. Am I doing the math wrong?
I don't know. I'm looking for a calculator. I want to look it up. I think 70 million might be it. I think you might have hit it. Calculator.
It's actually really funny. I saw this a meme or whatever. I don't know if it's called a meme, but like I saw this thing on the internet where somebody wrote, if 99.99% of the population thinks you're ugly, that means 70 million find you attractive still. It was either 70 million or 700 million. I can't remember.
Okay. So I do believe that we're up to 9 billion people on the planet, if I'm not misremembering it.
Oh, we're up to 9 billion
now? Let me check. Current population. Because I know it's not 7 anymore. I know 7 is old news.
Oh, 7.
Yeah.
7 is so last
That's
year.
So early 2000s. No. Okay. We're just shy of 8 billion.
Okay.
So we're looking at 80 million people.
Okay, so 80 million people still exist, but I mean across the whole world, I'm assuming as well that I guess we're going to have to establish some parameters here. I'm assuming
please.
it's going to be random, like almost like the Thanos snap.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Like, but also, okay, well, let me go first what I would think in this situation. Do you mind?
Yeah, sure. Okay, I was just doing some quick math here. But you go right ahead. Holy shit. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what I was wondering is, I'm assuming, even though it's random, most likely all of our friends and family are probably going to be gone.
Yeah, I think we should just run with that assumption because, okay, here's a reference. I live in a city that has approximately 300,000 people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
After this Thanos snap has happened, there's only going to be 3,000 of us left.
Right. Okay.
So that's 297,000. Of us disappeared.
Gone.
That's crazy. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Gone and into dust. Each one of them going, Mr. Stark, Tony, I don't want to, or whatever Spider-Man says. Yeah. You know,
I'm like, I don't even know you people.
I don't want to go. I know.
Okay, Tom, you said you want to go first, which, okay, let's do that. Because I'm going to have a lot of questions, I think, but go ahead.
So, yeah, okay. The reason I want to go first is because I know this is going to make me seem like some weirdo psycho, if people didn't already get that from me. I actually have thought about this plenty of times in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why this is one of my go-to what-if questions whenever me and my friends get together. And, you know, sometimes you get into those like, dude, what if this happened or what if that happened, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. That was always one of my go-to questions is like,
what if you woke up and like almost it would either be everyone's gone or, you know, like you said, 99.99% of the population is gone. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought about this. And to be completely honest, the first thing I always think of is like, okay, so I'm waking up, right? Because that's the parameters. You wake up and 99.99% are gone.
Yeah.
So the first thing I would do is obviously walk around my house because I would notice that, you know, I'm assuming animals are affected as well. Like, would my dog Chewy still be there?
I had thought of that. I was thinking only people.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Let's
as
do
a
that.
Matter of fact, let's go with only people, because if we start including other living things, we're talking about complete collapse of the ecosystem. There's no point in doing anything because right. we're all dead.
yeah, exactly. Okay. So just people. And so I know the first thing I would notice is that Chewy would be sleeping on my wife's side of the bed. Mm-hmm. And so, which would make me think, like, where the hell is my wife?
Yeah.
Like, because, like, even on work days, like, I get up with her before she goes to work. I see her off to work and then I go back to bed usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would be like, well, where the hell is she? And then I would walk around, notice my mom isn't around either. And I'd be like, okay, that's strange. I was like, but I know my mom, sometimes she's a part of this like hiking group, like for elderly kind of people, you know? Mm-hmm. So with her, I might think like, okay, somebody picked her up because I would have noticed that her car is still there.
Your mom's somewhere on
but
a hill.
She's not. yeah. Right. That's what I would think. I'll think, okay, a friend of hers probably picked her up. They probably want to go do that. My wife with her car is still there. That would trip me out.
Yeah.
I would definitely start like calling. Oh, you know what? But then I would call and her phone would ring in the room. I'm assuming she disappeared in the night.
So,
like, you know,
so that raises some questions. How long before you wake up does everyone disappear? How long does certain infrastructure just keep kind of running on momentum before it kind of starts to fall apart? Like, granted, like, I would imagine that you could probably make phone calls within the first few hours, right? Maybe the first few days. I don't know. I don't know anything about that stuff. But I can't. I would imagine that, like, a lot of the communication stuff would start to go down. That would be some of the first stuff to go down. That being said, I think you would be able to call, and yeah, you would notice that the phone would go off. Here's another question. Are we saying they just vanished, right? There's no sign that they were killed or anything like that. They're just gone.
That's how I always pictured it. They're just literally gone.
Yeah, that's what I figured too. I just want to, you know, make it clear.
But you know what? You're right too. I don't know how certain utilities work. I don't know if everything's like for your water, gas, and electric is all automated. Like, you know what I mean? Do the power companies, if those people had disappeared, would something happen to the point where you're not going to get electricity to your home at a certain point?
Yeah, definitely. That's not a question. Like, everything will break down eventually. It's just a matter of how long do you have? And the answer is I don't really know. Like, when will water stop flowing? When will electricity stop, you know, being connected? You know, when will the phone line, the landlines go down, all that stuff? I don't know. But it will eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming, though, probably not at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But it would trip me out. But here is actually, I know that I just took the longest route to get to my point here. but the point is, and this is why, this is where I'm going to come off as being very weird.
Okay. It's that, oh boy. Here we go.
I would automatically assume this is some elaborate prank on me. You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
Like, I don't know why. Yeah. Right. That's what I mean. Even I understand that this seems weird. Like, why would someone think that? But whenever I've talked about this type of a scenario, that is the first thing that comes to my mind. I know that I would feel like, I would feel like around every corner somebody's hiding, waiting to come out and laugh at me or something. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like, you know, I just feel like that's what I would do. And but like, as far as how long that would last, I don't know. Once certain things starts breaking down, like you said, you know, then I would realize, oh shit, this is not a joke. Like,
so
this is real. And you know, panic would set in.
Right. So I can understand that reaction to a certain degree. So the thing is, the percentage that we've chosen here, the 99.99%, is so extreme that mm-hmm. So like, yeah. If let's say it was like 90%, so 10% of the population is left. I don't, that's enough people where, like, if I went outside and started yelling, or if someone outside was yelling within a few blocks, I'd probably be able to hear them, and then we'd be able to talk about what's going on, right? And then we realize, and we probably, like, slowly meet up with other people and you know, start to congregate and stuff. And, you know, we would all come to the conclusion that, like, people disappeared, what the fuck, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know what it is about moving that up to the 99.99%, but it's so extreme that I would almost begin to think, even when I eventually start running into some people, it's so far skewed that I would almost feel like, no, it's not everyone else who disappeared. We all disappeared. And this, we've been taken to some parallel dimension. Like, it would feel like that to me.
You know what? That's,
yeah, okay. I would have no basis for that. Like, there's no evidence that it's one way or the other. But I think because it's just so extremely skewed in one direction that I think I would just have the underlying assumption of, like, no, everyone else didn't disappear. I think we all did. Either way.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's very good. And that's weird, because I think if, and I might be wrong, but I feel like that's a Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, it could be. I don't know, where
there's people are like, it starts obviously with one person, right? And they seem like they're the only person left in the world.
Yeah.
But then slowly, like, more and more people start showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what it was like a transfer from one dimension, parallel dimension to another.
Yeah. That,
it was something like that.
That's definitely the vibe I would get. Either way, like, whatever the situation is between who disappeared and who didn't, like, the practicality of the situation remains the same as long as everything in both dimensions are identical. We have limited time to figure shit out before it's a 100% breakdown. But go ahead.
Yeah, I really, that's the part that I really am kind of curious, is like, I would have no idea. I couldn't even start to guess at when that kind of a breakdown would occur if this happened. But I do know, like, on my street, I don't know how your street is, but, like, mine is actually, it's a cul-de-sac. It's very low traffic, very quiet. So, like, you know, even if I went outside thinking that my mom and Ashley are playing a prank on me, and they, or maybe not even playing a prank on me, maybe that they're just outside and I just didn't hear them and I didn't wake up or whatever. You know, even walking outside in my neighborhood, it might not even trigger that effect on me, because there's not somebody outside all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like, unless I got so worried to the point where it's like, okay, like, I need to drive off of my street, that would probably be the first indication where I'm like, oh, this is a large scale problem.
Right. Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Well, for me, it's a lot different. There's kids involved, you know, so their disappearance is immediate and obvious. And as well as, like, I work from home. My fiance works from home. Her mom, she doesn't work. You know, she doesn't need to work. And my father-in-law, he does work. So he would, like, be the only person who should be gone, like, when I wake up. Usually when I wake up, whole family's in the living room and my baby is banging on my door trying to get me up.
So you have a full house.
Yeah, absolutely. And and so, yeah, it would be immediately apparent to me. And then, of course, like, it would be immediately apparent. I would do all the phone calls and all that other stuff. Like, I would come to the conclusion that I probably slipped in some parallel dimension and life is now hell. But but I think the first thing that I would do once that all settled in, and, like, I think the first thing I'd do is I would probably be trying to calm myself down by telling myself I'm probably dreaming, even though, like, it obviously isn't. But the first action that I would take would be to drive down to a department store of some sort, for supplies and stuff like that. Hoping that I run into people who think the same thing, but also, one of the things that I would pick up there is a megaphone. A few megaphones, right? Especially if I get there and I don't hear or see anyone, Because then it's time to start looking for people and pulling out the megaphone and trying to attract people to me. Because if society is, if that many people have disappeared, like, we have a limited amount of time to try and, like, congregate and get, like, little batteries of human, little pockets of human population together to keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, this is difficult. 99.99% is very bad because, like, again, let's say this was 90%. And let's say all that stuff happens and everyone gathers at the Walmart and we're all talking through it, trying to figure out what the fuck to do before everything goes down. Like, but from that 10% of people, like, there's going to be some people who are skilled with, you know, construction and tools, you know, electricity and circuits. There's going to be people who are programmers. There's going to be people who are in the health profession. There's going to be a pool of people with a bunch of different skills. That varies from location to location, but living in Southern California where, you know, it's, you know, just a big population with a bunch of industries everywhere. Like, I got a pretty good shot at that. Now, when you whittle it down to 0.01%, like, then, like, if you got a single doctor, you're like, thank God. But the point...
Yeah, I know, for real.
Yeah, but the point is, like, my goal would be to bring as many people together as possible. Also, you know, definitely leaving where I live now, because where I live now is basically in a desert. And we need to get to a place that has, like, better weather and rain. Like, honestly, it's like, hey, let's all drive to San Diego.
Today's show was brought to you by Mike's Unwanted Military Surplus. Want to buy what the military throws out? At Mike's Unwanted Military Surplus, one army's trash is another man's treasure. Mention this ad and receive an additional 15% off your total purchase. Once again, that's Mike's Unwanted Military Surplus. We are also sponsored by Patreon. Looking to become more than just a patron? Become a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine and show your support. And finally, Apple Podcasts. Take a bite into the apple and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's get back to some more Dude, Could You Imagine?
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, let's move into any. Oh, you know, that's interesting. What wasn't there? Who was it? Was it Fred Armisen? No, not Fred Armisen. I forget the actor now. There was a Saturday Night Live comedian that he was in a show. It was called The Last Man.
Mm.
Or something like that, mm-hmm. And it was kind of like the same thing where he thought he was the last person on Earth, but then he starts to run into pockets of other humans.
Okay,
you've never seen that show?
No, never.
Oh man, it was pretty funny. It was kind of interesting.
Interesting.
The guy, yeah, the main character was kind of a, you know, he was kind of a weirdo though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But the reason why I wanted to bring that up was the movie. You remember, I think we talked about it recently in another episode, The Mist.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you were talking about pulling people together, it's just, you know, I hope you wouldn't get a group like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess the difference here is that there aren't, like, monsters outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was going
to
say.
We're trying to just survive, you know, the same world that our ancestors have tried to survive for 100,000 years. But you know, and I didn't mention one of the things I would do pretty early on is go through my contact list and just see if anybody made it. And if anyone made it, you know, I would try and get them to join in my plan. But I you know, I said San Diego as a slight joke because, you know, good weather and all that. But San Diego is actually a very, very good choice, partially because of the weather. It's mm-hmm. very pleasant weather with good rain, not year round, but a good amount of rain per year. But also it's a coastal city, which is important because, you know, 50 years from now, maybe 20 years, maybe 10 years from now, when society is trying to rebuild, being on the coast is important because, like, other communities, you're going to have better access to them via ship.
Yeah, that's true. Another thing, plus you want beachfront property.
Sure. Absolutely. there's also... there's a lot of infrastructure there. There's a military base there. So, like, if your community gets big enough and needs to arm themselves, there's a lot of stuff there that you can have access to. You know what I mean? Plus,
now that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, because it's such a large military base there, there's a chance that there's at least, like, I don't know, 5 to 20 people who served and are stationed there that actually know how some of this stuff works, so they could be very useful to the community. But the point is to gather as many people as possible, because you need a crowd source of knowledge in order to keep society running. Yeah. You know, it's. I was listening to a podcast the other day. It's called The Anthropocene Reviewed, and I'm going to butcher the quote, so I'm not going to try and do the quote. But he does say something about he says something that I think about a lot, about how humanity is one of the most, if not the most powerful force on the planet. Like, we have fundamentally changed the weather. We decide what species live and die. We can affect the ozone layer, and we fixed the ozone layer. Like, we can travel to the moon. We could do about all this crazy shit that we can do. But, like, me as an individual, I have no way of actually feeling that power, because I don't get to choose who lives and dies, what species make it and what don't. I don't get to choose how we treat our planet. I don't get, you know, I'm not the person who knows how to get us to Mars. And the fact is that, like, not a single one of us can do any of those things, for the most part. Yeah. But all of us together can do and do all of those things. So it's like, mm-hmm. our power as a species comes from our ability to work together. And we are definitely a greater than the sum of our parts. And that's the only way, especially with the population whittled down this low. Like, even with this plan, I don't know how, because, like, it also depends on other people trying to pull it off too, and then making those connections. But yeah.
Yeah, it would all depend. Yeah. If you can get it together, you're right. The your chances for surviving, I think, like, probably increases exponentially. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And, you know, another thing is farmers. Anyone who knows how to grow or outgrow, mm-hmm. that's going to be important, because we need to feed people. And, like, all the food and all the stores in all the world isn't going to keep us fed, because all of it will go bad eventually, you know?
Yeah.
Granted, yep. We have a pretty good, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, kickstart, because, you know, we have the processed prepackaged food, but also we have canned food. And, like, with only 0.01% of the population being around, you could probably forge through the supermarkets of all of Southern California for decades and keep the populace fed on canned foods alone. We'd all have high blood pressure, but we'd be alive.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, they've found cans from the Civil War that are still safe to eat. So,
wow, really?
Yeah, because it's completely sealed. There's no way anything could get in.
You know what sucks too is like, I was thinking in my head, you know, I was like, well, at least for the first, you know, the very first initial time when we're trying to get food, I was like, it might be fun to, like, you know, break into an In-N-Out and start making yourself some burgers. But I figured, you know, by that point, all that food is probably spoiled.
Yeah, you got a couple days to get, like, that done.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't even think that during those couple days, you're going to think to even do that at first.
Because you'd be wasting time if you did do that. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, dude. Hey, Wilk. Hey, come drive through the drive-through window.
That's hilarious. That's too funny.
I was also thinking when you said, like, you know, if you're next to that military base and there's hopefully, you know, 15 to 20 people there who've been in the military and know how to make things work there. You know, that would really suck if you go there and all the 15 to 20 people are, ooh, like, the very low end, like, oh, I'm Private William. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, they don't know how anything works.
That's hilarious. I mean, I thought about that too, but at least they would still have a fundamental understanding of, like, the base. But I just thought of something, actually. Yeah. San Diego would be not a good place to go. And it's because of the military base. Because the military base in San Diego has battleship carriers, or what are they called? I think they're called they're something carriers.
The aircraft carriers?
Called.
The aircraft carriers?
Aircraft carriers, yeah. They have those, and they have the mm-hmm. submarines, and all of those have nuclear reactors on them.
Oh, that's right.
And they will melt down eventually without maintenance, I would imagine. So San Diego's a no-go. Get the hell out of San Diego. We're going back up to L.A. yeah. We're going to Malibu, or wherever.
Okay.
Actually, San Francisco probably a pretty good location. It's far, but we should be able to make it there. Like, we have vehicles and stuff.
I do remember you mentioning, too, the fact that you said, like, gasoline would still last probably roughly around a few months, right?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be 3 to 4 months before it goes bad. I don't know. I don't know the exact amount of time you could expect gas, but I know it's in the months and not the years.
So if you were to have to travel to San Francisco, like if you and I were, let's say you and I were actually still.
Like we made it.
We didn't disappear.
Dude, could you imagine? Yeah, he's like, here to imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I mean? We're sitting there still doing our podcast just in case, you know, like, well, what if they all reappear? They'll be able to listen to this. We'll be rich, William.
Absolutely.
Like, but like, yeah, we would have that 2 to 3 month period where we better make that decision because, you know, I'm sure we could walk to San Francisco, like maybe.
But
like,
we wouldn't need to. We have the time we can get up there. But I think, you know, and obviously it would take someone smarter than me and someone who has a better understanding of certain things than me to lead the people. But like, we would need like a person or a group of people to take charge and direct people, and we would need to, like, okay, what can we do to keep the electrical grid on? Does anyone here fucking know how that shit works?
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, how can we keep the water running, you know? Like, you don't have to worry about for the entire city, just for a specific area, you know? Because if you can keep, and then if you can keep the electricity running, it means you can keep computers running. If you keep computers running, you know, you can get people to start downloading, or if they haven't already, have downloaded, you know, all the human knowledge we can before we lose the internet, you know?
And then that's true.
How do we feed the people year round? You know, how do we do this? How do we do that? And like, how do we rebuild society so that we can get a really dope city state going and then maybe start over, you know?
I don't know. Those are pretty good ideas, William. I vote you to lead us.
The highest I would ever reach is just as like a general advisor. And not even like a real advisor. I would just be like, hey, I got a cool idea. You should do this cool idea that I thought of.
Yeah. You want to be the man behind the scenes?
I guess so. But like, that's a lot of responsibility. I just want to be.
Yeah, that is true.
I would like to be part of a community where it's like, if you have a good idea or if you have a good point or if you have knowledge to bring forward, you can just, you know, speak out and be heard and, you know, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, all the other stuff, because it's like you said your piece and now the leaders are going to do something about it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's what you would hope for.
That's what,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
That's like, what we all hope for in a day-to-day life. And I don't think any human society has managed that. So
let's hope that 99.99% of assholes disappeared. You know what I mean? Because
wouldn't it be weird if it was like, yeah, it was just all the assholes. All the assholes disappeared.
Yeah, yeah, we're like, oh man, and then you're like, wait a minute, what happened to so and so? Oh, I guess he was an asshole. Like, you
know, like, or maybe we're the assholes and we got banished.
we're on the other side. We're on the parallel dimension of assholes now.
have you ever heard? I'm sure you have. I saw this movie. No, that's not true. I saw parts of this movie once when I was a kid. And they stick with me, even though I'm coming to understand that it's a terrible movie. But have you seen the movie The Langoliers?
No, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Oh, shit. Okay. I think this is a Stephen King thing. I'm going to look it up real quick and make sure that's true. Langoliers. So, Langoliers. It was a miniseries. Oh, I thought it was a movie. Okay, I'm not going to get into the details because I don't even know the details that well. Yeah, it is Stephen King. It's 10 plane passengers awaken to find that everyone else in their Boston-bound jet has vanished. And they managed to land this thing. I don't remember where they landed. But where it's like at an airport or whatever. And everywhere they go, everyone's gone. They're the only like 10 people in the world like left. And they're trying to figure out what's going on. Spoilers for The Langoliers. I guess they passed over like the Bermuda Triangle or something like that, and they ended up in a dimension out of time or whatever, right? Where like they are on Earth, but they're on Earth in the past, and everyone else is in the present. So like that's why they're the only ones there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I know
like,
what you're saying.
If time is linear, And everyone else has been moving forward, and they stopped. So they're off. They're the only ones in that time. I'm sure I'm butchering this terrible movie.
Which nobody would be in that time because they've all moved on. They're still going with time.
Exactly.
That's
So apparently in this world, time isn't infinite. So once the present has moved on, these creatures called the Langoliers devour time behind the present. And so they're like these giant, they're kind of dumb looking. They're these giant sharp-teethed mouth monsters that fly, and they just devour reality. That's what they do. Anyways, all I was trying to get to, wouldn't it be fucked if we do all this and then we find out, no, Langoliers are real, and like we fell out of time, and this is how we die.
I know.
You should really look up the Langoliers to see how stupid they look. But anyway,
I was gonna say I wanted to watch this, but now that with that information, I'm like, yeah, I'll just get the cliff notes.
I remember being affected by it, but I was like six, so.
Yeah, well, that kind of reminds me of I think it might have been another Twilight Zone episode where this guy could shift. He could see this. I don't know if it's another dimension, but he could see this reality underneath our reality where. Like he would be out of time, right? And let's say in real time, he was just about to see two cars crash into each other. All of a sudden, time would stop and he would see these faceless blue men. I think they were blue.
Oh, you've told me. Yeah, you told me overalls. About this.
Yeah, and then he would see them like making dents in the car because like they're the ones that are making everything occur.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that but we don't perceive them. We can only see it in real time.
That's crazy.
You know, like it kind of reminds me of something like that. That is kind of like that.
I just pulled up some Langoliers and they're ridiculous looking in the best way possible, But yeah, I would get Langolier vibes for sure from this situation of being like a member of the 0.01% of the survivors of the like whoever snapped this into existence did a much more thorough job than Thanos ever did.
Yeah, I know, right?
But yeah, I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that. Like that would be my game plan, and also like I would forever be living with the shock of losing my family as always on this show.
Yeah, that's I know, right? I was going to say, no, I don't have anything to add because that's exactly how I was picturing this unfolding as well. The only thing I could add is, dude, could you imagine?
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Once again, I'm Fritz Frivolous, and this has been Dude, Could You Imagine? If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. Or leave us an Apple Podcast review. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to us on Instagram at @dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at @DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel where you can leave a like and a comment. You can also let us know what you are imagining by emailing us at dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. Until next time, folks, this is Fritz Frivolous reminding you to keep on imagining.
Well, to San Francisco, like if you and I were, let's say you and I were actually still.
Like we made it.
We didn't disappear.
Dude, could you imagine? Yeah, he's like, here to imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I mean? We're sitting there still doing our podcast just in case. You know, like, well, what if they all reappear? They'll be able to listen to this. We'll be rich, William.
Absolutely.